Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
There's Representative Cam Buckner joining us now on WGM. Representative Buckner, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm great, man. Thank you for having me. How you doing?
Good. I understand you were listening when we were talking about the little celebration they're going to have for Dick Butkus at Navy Pier before the game on Sunday.
I did, and I plan to be there. I've spoken a bit this week about Dick and his importance to the game of football and to Chicago, but, you know, personally to me, as a Chicago Public League kid who played football here on the South Side, grew up on the South Side as he did, to go on to the University of Illinois as he did, and to play for the Illini, Dick was really special to me, and I had an opportunity to get to know him. We had our last conversation earlier this year, right after the mayoral race that I lost. We had a good conversation, and he was always someone that was able to give me real advice and also help me see the big picture. And so really sad that he's gone, but his legacy will live on. And so my condolences to his wife, Helen, who was his high school sweetheart from Chicago Vocational High School, his kids, Matt, Nikki, and Dick Jr., and the entire Buckets family.
You probably, like all of us, went back and watched some of the old videos. He was ferocious. He would fly through the air. I don't know what technique he was using or how it compares to tackling techniques today, but he would kind of smother the ball carrier, wouldn't he?
He would. He was ferocious, relentless. I've never seen anyone play like that since then. He played with this kind of controlled, reckless abandon, if we can call it that. And he was just a treat to watch. And so I did. I spent some time over the last few days just going back and looking at some of his highlights. What an incredible football player, but more importantly, what an incredible man.
What's your idea for Lakeshore Drive?
Well, listen, I have filed House Resolution 438, which urges both the Chicago and Illinois Departments of Transportation to be creative when they think about how to transform DuSable Lakeshore Drive. There's been an effort afoot for the last 10 or so years to reimagine or redefine Lakeshore Drive in between Grand and Hollywood Avenues. But a lot of the plans we've seen have been, to me, very uninspiring. I think we have an opportunity to both create more green space, to create more multimodal transportation like bus rapid transit up and down Lakeshore Drive, more safe spaces for cyclists and pedestrians, and to give the people of Chicago back their lakefront. I heard in the last segment you asking a question about how to get from Navy Pier to Soldier Field. And that's a question that if you ask most Chicagoans, even those of us who think we know Chicago very well, we've got to sit back and think about it first because there is no easy way, right? And so I want to connect the lakefront. I want CDOT and IDOT to be kind of big and bold in the way that they think. John, unfortunately, I feel like we have abandoned the Burnham edict to make no small plans. We can't be captured by the past. We got to look at where we are today and try to find ways to do things differently to make the city the best version of
all
itself.
Right, but Cam, so you're talking Grand to Hollywood, so almost downtown to the northern end of Lakeshore Drive, that part of Lakeshore Drive, and it says you want to turn it into a true boulevard. Are you saying you're going to do something with the north and southbound lanes of Lakeshore Drive there? Will we still have that?
Well, listen, so I think that there will always be the automobile traffic there, right? But what I'm talking about is finding a way to increase efficiency so people can move up and down the lakefront once again, take away the barriers and the impediments that exist there. And when I say between Grand and Hollywood, that is the current project that's going on with IDOT and CDOT. But I think we can redefine and reimagine the entire lakefront, all 26 miles of lakefront that exist here in this city. I want to better connect, South Shore and South Chicago and those neighborhoods to the lakefront and to downtown and to the Central Business District. And so what this resolution really is calling for, John, it's not a prescriptive piece of legislation telling those agencies exactly what to do. It's asking them to be bold and brave and to think a little bit differently about how we operate in this new space. And when we talk about transportation in this city, the rubric needs to be, how do you get the highest amount of people to the most amount of places in the quickest amount of time, safely and effectively with the least amount of burden on the environment. This is what I want CDOT and IDOT to think about.
Okay, but if I may, Representative, yeah. I'm frustrated too. To get to the lake and lakefront, how do you get there? Because Lakeshore Drive is in the way, and it's a beautiful view, but there's some parking, but it's limited. And otherwise, you're on the other side of Lakeshore Drive, so then you've got to park somewhere and somehow get over. I sometimes am amazed at the crowds I see at the beaches because there ain't room for all of them to park cars. So it's a creative amount of transportation that I think actually dissuades people from outside the city, say the suburbs, from coming in and using the lakefront. And I would encourage anything that does that. But if you're going to obstruct the north-south bound traffic, like a boulevard to me is an open green space in between the north and south bound lanes that people can use. I don't know how you're going to do that and do it safely or do any of this without impeding the north and south traffic. What do you think about all of that?
No, I understand what you're saying. And listen, I think that there are, once again, this is the reason that this is not prescriptive. This is supposed to be a blueprint to at least start thinking outside the box on how we can do it. You're right. There are impediments there where people, are not using the lakefront because it's a hassle. We have become, in many ways, if you look at data from around the world, the second most congested city in the world behind London, England. That is not a badge of honor for us to wear. And so when I talk about this, it can't happen in the silo. It has to happen with CTA and Metro and RTA being a part of the conversation. CDOT has to figure out how we quickly move people throughout the city. Mm-hmm. Listen, when we look at the fact that Chicago is a city that's going to see population growth for many reasons, but one of them being because of climate change and what it's going to do to the East Coast and the West Coast and the Gulf Coast. People are going to want to be places where their city is high, right?
That's which a good point. I think that's a good idea. Let's end this conversation now. I got to get to the news, but I like what you're saying so far, especially since it's not too specific. But if they can come up with good ideas, let's encourage that, and let's talk about this again down the road then.
Let's do it. Thank you for the opportunity, John. I appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you, Cam Buckner.